Hello, everybody. Riz here with another podcast. This one was on the list, and a couple of people asked about this one. I wasn't going to do this originally, but then a few people asked about it, and I thought, well, it might be useful to do this podcast. This is, unusually for me, this one is a factual podcast. Not usually what I do, but in any case, I'll stop rambling and I'll get on with it. First of all, my email address, if you wish to contact me. My email address is rizstf@ntlworld.com. That's rizstf@ntlworld.com. ntlworld.com. I'm going to talk about the Ederal R09 firmware update. They're up to version 1.30. It's probably a lot of 100 zeros, twos, ones, and goodness knows what else after that, but that's what it is. I'm going to talk about how, where to go to find it, what, why you would want to, and what benefits it gives you and how to install it. Now, first of all, if you don't feel comfortable doing something like this, I would strongly suggest not doing it. Because if you don't feel comfortable, then there's no point doing it. For those who are comfortable with doing this, I will talk you through the procedure. First of all, what I've done is I've slowed my speech rate down, and I'm actually using an eloquent voice, not one of my favourites, but the reason why I chose that was because most people seem to like that one. The other thing I have to say here is I'm going to end up probably doing this one-handed because I have the recorder in my one hand. So first of all, I'm going to go to the website, which is, I'm going to go to the Run dialog box by pressing Windows key plus Run.
Recycle bin, 303.
Okay. Let's try that again. Do you know, it's hard doing this one-handed, but that's...
Combo. Edit box open www.ederal.net/products/R09126. Dialog run type the name of a program. Control.
Hush. Okay, I've actually already done this before, so I'm going to give you the website address. It's www.ederal.net/ Products, products /en/r-09. Okay, so that's www.ederal.net/products/en/r-09. Then there's a slash after that as well. But so what you do is you type in that address. Obviously, you can use a Run dialog box like I did, or you can go into your browser and go to your address bar and do it that way. I'm just going to press enter here.
Desktop, recycle bin, 3 of 3, list view, Windows Internet Explorer, app setting, custom control, hello, cut, loading page, load done, 43 links, 2 headings. Previous position found.
Okay, now, because I've been here before, it says previous position found. Okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how to get to what you want.
Same page, link flag. R09.
Okay, now,
link field recorders.
We have this page, which has, like, so many things.
Top. Oh.
Okay, I'm at the top of the page now. I'm going to down arrow to get to where we want to get to.
Global, visited, product, link, R0, field overview, link detail, visited, link specific, same page, link flag, same page, link downloads.
That's where we want to go. We want to go to downloads. Now, what I also will tell you is it will attempt to open a new window, so you have to let it do that.
Windows Internet Explorer. Loading page. Load done. Loading page. Load done. 29 links, one table.
Okay, now it says 29 links and one table. Okay, that's my page loaded. Now we're on the downloads page. Now, to get to where our download is, we need to go right down to the bottom.
Windows me. Visited with for operating for product test R09.
R09.
Ederal. Link W. Top.
Okay, I'm at the top.
Link W, link product, link product set, same page, link product set, link product, link edit, same page, link product set, R09, 24 bit width table, web, Ederal. Same page,
the table, go past the table. I'm just going down quickly here because I'm just trying to show you where we need to be.
Link product set, link specific, link product set, link image, link product, link flag, downloads, link products, link owner's manual, link product set, link demos, update info.
Now, here we go. Update info. This is, if you slow down when you get to this point.
USB. Table 1 end. Download item. Release date 2007.09.06.
Okay, that's its release date.
Update. R09 system program version 1.30.
Yeah, there you go. Version 1.30 is a current update.
For product SR09.
For product R09.
This program is used to update the R09 system software to the most recent version. For operating system, it's Mac OS X, Mac OS, Windows Vista, Windows XP, Windows 2000.
So it has it for all the main operating systems.
Windows D. Visited link N0720382.
And there is our link. Now, before I go there, I will explain what this does. It will update your firmware to version 1.30, which enables you to do a couple of things. First of all, it will allow you to insert up to 8 gigabytes SD cards into your R09. The other thing it does is, while recording, if you press your AB repeat button, which is the third one on the right of the three row buttons just underneath the screen, it will create a new file and continue recording from the new file. So it will cut the last file and then start creating a new file. Splitting them, effectively, is what it does. As far as updates is concerned, that's all it does. Okay. Now I'm going to click on this link.
Link product visited, link N07.
And watch, I might have to alt-tab away and alt-tab back.
Loading page, load done, 34 links to
the
table.
Oh, it worked for me this time. Lo and behold, it's worked for me. It doesn't usually. Okay.
Windows D.
Now, again, I'm just going to...
Windows 694 KB.
Okay, what we have here is we have the... I'm going to go to the top again. Just... I'm not going to go to the top. I will describe this much, because there's a whole load of little... terms and conditions and their copyright information and stuff like that. What you want to do is go
table
down
two rows, two columns.
To the second table.
Be sure to read the license agreement before proceeding download.
Yeah, the license agreement, you have to read that apparently.
Table 2, Mac OS X.
Okay, now when we get into the table, it gives you the two options. It gives you the Mac version.
Mac OS, link download.
Okay, and then it gives you the download link for that one.
694 KB.
Then touch the size.
Windows Vista.
Windows Vista.
Windows XP.
Windows XP does those, both of them.
Windows 2000.
And 2000.
Windows D.
Okay, and ME. Okay.
Visited link download.
Okay, as you can tell, I've already been here. I'm going to press enter on this link. So that's the second table down. You have to go quite a ways down to get there, but I just thought it'd just protract the recording. And any minute now, I'm going to get the dialog box. Any minute now.
Dialogue. File download security warning. Do you want to run or save this file? Name control.
Okay, now at this point you would save it and you would save it and therefore you would be able to save it to wherever you save your stuff to, and then I will show you what happens next.
HTTP.
Now I have already got this downloaded, so I don't need to do this. So I'm cutting corners. That's what you're meant to do.
Desktop. Recycle control.
If you don't cut corners, then you'd be there forever.
My computer. 203. Chef Better. Windows Explorer. No selected item. List view. Local disk C.
Okay.
Type local disk. Control. Space. Local disk C type. Local. Better. 890. Control.
Now I'm going to go to...
Retype. File folder. Date
modified. Now this is, what I'm doing here is, let me just explain. I'm just going to the place where I have my... version of this program installed. Sorry, not installed, but stored.
Header. Alien Trilogy. Type file control.
Rugs.
Rugs type. File folder. Header. Save control.
Okay, so here I have my all my progs. Let's see if I can find it in one go.
Application. R09 update 130.exe control.
There you go. It's R09 update. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to run this.
Header. Cancel. Button. Dialogue. Open file security warning. The publisher could not be always asked before. Link. This file. Run R. Button.
Now you need to run this application.
Space. Progs. Edit box. Install directory D. Series. Progs. Dialog. WinSFX. Third. Control.
Now what it says is, install directory, and gives you the directory where to, because it really all it is a self extractor. That's all it is.
Reference R dialog OKO button.
I'm just gonna hit the OK button.
Cancel C button. Prompt R09 update all control.
And then if I press my end key, because it's going to appear at the bottom here.
R09 update 130. Type file folder date modified 11/09/2007/154 control.
Push. Shut up. Only talk when I tell you to. Okay, so what we have there is the R091.30 directory. If we go into this.
DMZ15.upd, size 2000. DMZ15.upd, size 2000. Control.
This is our crucial file. Now I'm going to explain how this works. When you go into that directory, you get this dmupcd dot something else. Now what you do is you clear your SD card completely of all items. You take this file and you copy it onto just the file, not the directory, just the file. You copy it onto your SD card. You then obviously, because you then make sure your recorder is switched off. What you do is you insert the card back into the recorder. While holding down the record button, you press and hold the on switch. And you keep that held down for a couple of seconds with the record button. Then, after you've done that, you just wait for a little while. I just think just to be safe, you just wait for a little while for the screen to load up, for it to do its thing. What will happen is on the display screen, it will have your current version number and then it will have the option to install the new version. What you do then is you press your record button, the center button, the record or enter. When you press that button, you have to wait 30 seconds. I would suggest waiting a bit longer just to be sure, as we can't see the screen. I'd suggest waiting a bit longer. Then what you do is you switch off your recorder, get rid of the file either by utilizing, you can either connect it via the USB port. Or you can, if you have a card reader, you can use that. My laptop actually has a card reader built in. But if either you have a laptop or a card reader. Sorry, a card reader or a USB cable. What you then do is to go back into your, wherever you're, whether you're using your USB or whether you're using your card reader. Go back into your SD card on your computer. Delete that file. And then you switch off, if you're using the if you were using the USB, then obviously you would have had to have it switched on in order for it to recognize that it's there. So what you do is you, once you've removed that file, once you connected to USB port and then you switch it on, you delete the file, then switch your recorder back off again, and then when you're ready to go, you switch it on and it will load. So let me just quickly summarize that, because I did get a little bit garbled there. For two methods, if you're going to use your USB port, connect up the USB port to your computer, obviously switch it on, then copy across this DMZ15.upd file onto your SD card. Have nothing else on there. Then disconnect. You have to do it via the system tray icon where it says safely remove hardware. You need to go to that option. That's the best way to. Then when this is done, switch off your recorder. Switch it, press and hold your record button, and then press your recorder on switch. Hold that down for a couple of seconds. Then once that's done, whilst you're holding the record button down, and you're switching it back on again, you do this for a couple of seconds, and once it's all powered up, you know, give it a it'll have a few seconds to power up. Then you press your record button. Wait 30 seconds. I'd say wait a bit longer just to be safe. Wait a few minutes longer. Then switch it back off. Connect it to the USB port again. Switch it back on. Remove when it's connected and you switch it back on, delete the DMZ UPD file. Then disconnect again, utilizing the system tray icon where it says safely remove hardware, utilizing that method, and switch off your machine. Next time you switch it on, you will be updated to the latest firmware version. That was a rather garbled way of saying that, and I hope it made sense. But I hope this helps. As far as everything else goes, that's all it is. You get your, it allows you to put in up to 8 gigabytes of SD card, and utilizing the split file feature, it enables you to split your files. Now, the other thing I do need to tell you is something I nearly did forget. In order to have this split file feature work, you need to go into your menus, go to your recorder option, and down arrow twice, and there's a new menu option there, which says split files on or off. You need to turn that on by pressing the right button, and that will turn it on. Then you can exit your menus, and you're able to do it. Every time you press the AB repeat button, it will split the file. The other thing I need to say is I need to thank Neil Ewis for bringing this to my attention in the first place, because I had not been for him, I wouldn't have known that about the updated firmware. And I hope this has been helpful. Slightly garbled, but then that's me for you. I will hope that this was useful, and I apologize for this extremely noisy laptop. I think I'll go and beat up my laptop a little while, and I hope you enjoyed it. My contact information I did give out, didn't I? Did I? Yes, I think I did. Okay. I will talk to you all hopefully soon, because I have another podcast idea. Yes. I will speak to you all later.
Bye-bye.